Greetings. My name is Dennis Zotai. I belong to the Kiowa, Santee Dakota, and San Juan Pueblo tribes. I am an American Indian research historian for the Oklahoma Historical Society. I am also a consultant and lecturer. I've been involved in projects with National Public Radio, National Geographic Magazine, ABC and NBC Television, the British Museum, and National Museum of the American Indian. I'd like to give some examples of some of the stories that I tell in my presentations. I was the director of the Great American Indian Dance Company for over 20 years, and we made presentations all over the world. The first example I would like to give of something is something that I would share with young people, possibly K through grade 5, and this is a traditional story. I'm not going to give the stories in their entirety, but I'll just give short excerpts. This story comes from the Kiowa tribe, and it involves their hero. His name is Sane Day, and he was known as the very first man. Before you begin any Sane Day story, you have to begin by saying, Sane Day on Hail, which means Sane Day was coming along. Well, let's begin our story. Sane Day on Hail. One day, Sane Day was coming along, and he was looking for food because he was very hungry. Oh, if I don't find some food very soon, I'll surely perish out in here in the wilderness. And so he sat on a log, and he began to feel sorry for himself, when all of a sudden, he heard something in the distance. What's that? Said Sane Day. It sounds like music. And wherever there's music, there's food. That's the example for young people. I have an example of stories that I would tell age appropriately to high school people. This is a story that they can relate to, as it talks about Indian people today who have to learn to live in two worlds. This story is about a little Indian boy on his very first day of school. This little Indian boy walked into class, and he didn't know all the other kids. So he looked around, and he sat right in the front row. And his teacher walked up to him and said, Young man, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? And the shy little Indian boy looked down, and he began to talk about himself. And the teacher got very angry and stopped and said, Young man, you're not paying attention to me. Now, will you please start over and look at me in the eye before you speak? And the little Indian boy began to talk again. And as he began to talk, his eyes went to the ground. And his teacher stopped him and said, Young man, I can see how you're going to be a discipline problem from now on. Now, I want you to get up out of your seat and go stand in the corner until you can learn to show me some respect by looking at me in the eye. The little Indian boy got up out of his seat, and he looked around, and all the other kids were laughing and pointing at him. He turned around very slowly and walked to the corner. And when he got to the corner of the room, big tears came down his eyes because he didn't know what he was doing wrong. That's an excerpt from the beginning of another story for high school appropriate age. And now here is part of a lecture series about the powwow, which is a movement which takes place all over the United States, Canada, and many parts of the world. This will be part of a lecture I would be giving about the powwow. Powwow is a Narragansett word for the Algonquin language, meaning he dreams. It was originally an Indian medicine man or priest who learned his art form, powwow, from his dreams. Powwow was formerly referred to in Plains Indian Treaty documents in the 1870s. As American expansion moved west, powwow became a term used to describe any type of Indian gathering, ceremony, or meeting. Eventually, Indians learned the English language and accepted this definition used to describe their gatherings. This application has been functional up to the present-day powwows we have today. The powwow may have originally had religious significance, but today's powwow does not present itself as a religious event. However, isolated songs, activities, and articles worn by the dancers have actual spiritual significance. Modern powwows are social events that are generally open to the public. And that's the beginning of a lecture I would be giving. These are examples of what I would be able to offer, and hopefully I will be able to visit many of you in the near future. Thank you very much. Aho.